It's been a strange day. I'm keeping my voice down because the boy's just gone to sleep. I've been at home looking after him all day. You might be able to hear the clock in the background. And the radiators not sounding very well as they kick into action and hopefully heat up this slightly chilly house. The day started this morning around 7 a.m. with a phone call saying that my wife's grandmother had died. It was a bit of a numb moment. We knew that she'd gone into hospital the night before and, well, it was swift and the suffering was over in not too much time, but it was still a bit of a shock even though we kind of expected it, I guess. So my wife's over sorting out some paperwork and everything with her mother. The boy's a little bit ill, so I've been at home looking after him and getting pooed on more than once and trying to feed him when he's only taking liquids. He won't take any solids at the moment. Feel a little bit stir crazy, a little bit caged. Got a dog walker to come round in the torrential rain and walk the dog, so I haven't actually stepped foot outside of the house today. And I didn't know what else to do. It's kind of strange. I posted a video, some photos and a small piece of footage that I shot just over a week ago on my compact camera when we went over to my grandmother-in-law's. And I'm so glad I took those photographs, so glad I shot the video, even if it is kind of very low resolution, mobile phone type footage. You never know, do you? You expect it right in the back of your mind, but you never know. So I'm taking a few moments. I've left him asleep in our bed. He seems to sleep a little bit longer, massive, comfy bed with pillows, and I'm just stealing a moment to get something to eat. Completely missed lunch without realising, so I just made myself a luxurious sauerkraut sandwich. Not really a sandwich of choice, but there's not a lot else in the house. So I'd got that footage together, and I didn't know, you know, what to do. Everybody's at the hospital arranging and sorting stuff out and mourning, and I'm here, and I just kind of felt really, really sad, really low in some ways, and I just thought that I should do something, and I edited the video together and put it out there. And then I thought for a second, what do people think about that? Is it morbid? Is it? I don't know. For me, I try and capture as much of my life and everything that's around my life as possible, and I don't think twice about it. For me, it has to be done. It's important, not just for my not very good memory, but because there's so much of my life I don't know about. There's massive holes and gaps in my family tree, the history of my family, where I came from, all kinds of stuff. So for me, I just want to document as much as possible. And throwing that out, I tried to see it from other people's perspectives and thought, well, whatever, you know, I want to do it. And I'm stuck here feeling a little bit helpless. And you may not necessarily think I have any private life. I do. I have a lot of private life. I keep a lot back, and I keep a lot to myself, and I keep a lot about the family, within the family. So I don't think it's crass, or it might be weird, you know. I don't try and be normal in any way, whatever that is. And so And so I guess that's that. I guess the kid will wake up in a moment and we'll start the cycle of Are you hungry? Do you want to eat something? No, you don't. Oh, thanks for pooing on me. Let's go and wash it off. Give him another bath. Give myself another wash. And wait and see what time people are going to get back. And hope that maybe there's some kind of shopping that's been done. Because low on nappies and low on food. And I got to take the dog out again. Even though I didn't do it the first time, if that makes sense. I could go out and take him with me, but there is a very big danger of him crapping on everything. And I think he just needs to rest and get through whatever this is. Maybe he picks up negative energy. Maybe he picks up bad vibes. I'm looking down the bottom of the stairs and the dog is kind of lying there with sorrowful eyes looking up at me, knowing that as the light goes down it's getting close to WALK time. Not sure when to expect anybody back. I imagine it'll be long after dark and the boy may be in bed. And then I'll go through some emails and some stuff online, and I want to say thanks to everybody. Thank you so much for, you know, your kind words and thoughts and all the rest of it. And I have no idea how I'm going to feel when my grandmother, granumentally, my nonna, goes. I've known her longer than anybody. I've known her longer than my father, who I never really knew, my real father. I've known her longer than my dad. I've known her longer than my mother, who passed away not so long ago. It would be her birthday in a couple of days. I've known her longer than anybody, and she's been there for me more than anybody. I imagine I'm going to be in absolute bits. I imagine that is going to hit me more than any death. And at the moment, anyway, who knows? You know, I imagine, well, we don't like to think about these things, but my grandmother had to go through losing her child, and that's deemed to be the worst. But I feel the more we talk about this, the more we got our head around this inevitability, this endless cycle. The only permanence is impermanence. We're not here for long. You know, there's two dates and a dash between our birth date, our death date, and the dash is the most important bit. And the more people that pass, the more I'm reminded we're not here for long. And much as I like to participate, I also like to document, and I will hopefully continue to do so that those that come after us will get an idea of where they came from, where we all came from, and how wonderful it is to be here right now. Right, I might make myself a cup of tea and settle in for the evening.